Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
We are remembering the life of St. Louis Cardinals legend Whitey Herzog and covering the rest of the news of the day in the St. Louis All Local. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Michael Calhoun, our top local story. The baseball world and Cardinal Nation mourning the loss of Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog, who has died at the age of 92.
Whitey Herzog won three pennants as Cardinals manager, winning the World Series in 1982. But his best team might have been 1985, a club that most thought had no chance.
When we went to spring training, I was supposed to be the first guy fired. We were supposed to finish last. Yet we end up winning 101 ball games, losing 61. Could have won the World Series in six games. We didn't score much. I mean, runs, we only scored 14 runs. But the whole key to the 85 was bringing up Vince Coleman after Tito Landrum hurt his back, and we brought him up in May, and he ended up stealing 109 ball bases for us. He was our catalyst. He had one tremendous year, and we couldn't hit the ball very far, but we really stole a lot of bases. We created runs. We were a fun team to watch.
The combination of pitching, speed, and defense was coined Whitey Ball, further cementing Herzog's legend. Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports.
The Cardinals already are working on ways to honor Whitey Herzog following his death. Team President Bill DeWitt III tells KMOX that fans can expect a tribute against the Brewers.
I would say Friday night we'll definitely do like a video tribute. Our guys are putting that together already, and certainly create a little bit of a celebratory atmosphere regarding his career during the game.
DeWitt says they're still waiting for more information from Herzog's family about other ways to honor the Hall of Famer.
This is Stuart McMillan at Busch Stadium. We're remembering the White Rat here with Cardinals fans walking around Busch Stadium. I don't know if we'll ever have Whitey Ball again.
I would completely agree with that statement. Whitey Ball was a time for AstroTurf, and I don't think we're ever going to be back in the AstroTurf era.
It was just exciting to watch. I mean, it just was. I don't know one specific thing, but it was just exciting. It was
fast.
It was. You know, you don't just sit on the back of your seat and wait for three and four batter to come up and, you know, hit a ball out of the park or something. It was, every play meant something.
It was neat. I mean, he was one of those old-fashioned man coaches. You know, that's the way it was.
Stay tuned for much more remembering Whitey Herzog on Total Information PM.
Covering St. Louis City Hall.
The mayor of St. Louis signed a bill making it easier for restaurants to obtain a liquor license.
The legislation eliminates the petition process before obtaining a license to serve alcohol. The restaurant now applies for a license with the city directly. Mayor Tashara Jones says this change in the process will provide businesses with a shot in the arm.
This bill makes it easier for these restaurants to thrive, while giving the city and the community the ability to hold bad actors accountable.
The new process puts businesses through a 90-day trial period in which they must remain in good standing with the community and the city in order to keep the license permanently. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Mayor Jones first announced the city's hiring freeze on non-essential personnel 2 weeks ago, but what discussions have been had since then? KMOX asked Mayor Jones at a press conference where she was joined by Alderman Brett Narayan, who authored the firefighter pension bill Jones partially blames for the freeze. She says the two of them have not discussed the fiscal situation of the city.
No, we have not had any conversations about that.
Alderman Ryan points to a meeting the Board of Aldermen had last week with the mayor's director of personnel.
Director of personnel did come before the budget and personnel committee and discuss some of the where the mayor's coming from with it.
Tomorrow evening, Mayor Jones will host a virtual town hall to discuss the 2025 budget. 10 years and 21 buildings later, the St. Louis County Library's renewal campaign is finally coming to a close.
The final piece of the project is the Clark Family Branch on Lindbergh, where the old headquarters building used to be. County Library Director and CEO Kristen Sorth says it's...
So two stories. It has 74,000 square feet, a 800-seat event space. It has a teen space with a recording studio and 3D printers, a really dynamic children's space, small business center, and we have fireplaces.
The ribbon cutting is July 9th, but the event space opens in June with a ticketed book event with Darius Rucker. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
The KMOX Business Desk.
Hank, they're going to pay big. Hank.
Roundup, no root, no weed, no problem.
Stung by paying billions of dollars for settlements and trials, St. Louis-based Bayer Crop Science has been lobbying lawmakers in three states to pass bills providing it a legal shield from lawsuits that claim its popular weed killer Roundup causes cancer. Nearly identical bills introduced in Iowa, Missouri, and Idaho this year with wording supplied by Bayer would protect pesticide companies from claims they failed to warn that their product causes cancer if their labels otherwise complied with EPA regulations. But legal experts warn the legislation could have broader consequences extending to any product liability claim. As we continue on KMOX, a world champion in 1982 and pennant winner in 1985 and 1987, we're remembering longtime Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog, who has died at the age of 92.
Whitey Herzog was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010.
And ever since December, every question that anybody asks me is this: what's it feel like to be a Hall of Famer? Well, I didn't know. I kept saying, I won't know till July 25th. Well, now I can tell you what it feels like. Being elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, is like going to heaven before you die. Thank you very much.
In a statement, Jane Forbes Clark, the chairman of the Baseball Hall of Fame, said, quote, Whitey Herzog devoted his lifetime to the game he loved, excelling as a leader on and off the field. Whitey always brought the best out of every player he managed with a forthright style that won him respect throughout the game. His passion for the Hall of Fame was evident each time he returned to Cooperstown, and we will forever miss his smile and warmth. We extend our deepest sympathies to his wife, Mary Lou, and his family. Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports.
I mean, how many people have a brand of baseball named after them? Whitey Ball.
Cardinals team president Bill DeWitt III tells KMOX that Whitey Herzog was a legendary character.
He was basically a social person when it came right down to it. He loved interacting with people. He would talk baseball with anybody. He didn't just seek out people in the organization or you know, super fans. I mean, he would talk baseball to anybody. And there are just so many Whitey stories from so many people in St. Louis where they thought they were just going to have an opportunity to take a quick picture, and then they got, you know, an hour-long conversation about baseball, and they remember it for the rest of their lives.
Legendary KMOX and baseball broadcaster Bob Costas.
Not only was he a great baseball mind, his baseball acumen was off the charts, but he was a presence. He was a distinctive character. And it wasn't just that his teams in the 80s in St. Louis won, or in the 70s in Kansas City. Not just that they won, but the way in which they played, especially in St. Louis, was so distinctive. Speed, defense, good pitching, so distinctive that it was called Whitey Ball. And that idea is still in the heads of Cardinal fans, including those too young to have seen those teams play in person.
Whitey Herzog helped his players become successful.
There is no question that they believed in him, and they knew that he was on top of the game every moment of the game. Many managers have told me through the years that Whitey was always one step ahead. The chess game, not just the preparation for a game, but the game within the game, the chess game, pitch for pitch, batter for batter, was always at the highest possible level when Whitey Herzog was in the dugout.
One of Whitey's former pitchers, current Cardinals analyst Rick Horton, notes that Herzog started the tradition of players sticking around St. Louis once they're done with their playing time on the field.
He really asked us all to become part of the St. Louis community. There's more than 90 former players that still live in St. Louis, and I think he kind of got that ball rolling by saying, look, stay here, become a part of the community. That's what St. Louis is all about. And so he sold us on that. He sold the fans on his style of baseball, and he sold players to come out here and play for him, including Ozzie Smith. So, you know, he was a great salesman and a wonderful baseball guy, and certainly could manage a baseball game.
Herzog was both manager and general manager simultaneously for a time. Cards president DeWitt was asked who could do that today.
The game's changed, right? I mean, these are bigger organizations. There's been a sort of division of responsibility that has happened in the executive suite and sort of on the baseball side of things too. But you know, he was able to do that, which is pretty remarkable, because he was doing that, you know, at the beginning of, I would say, the modern game, where things were already getting pretty complex in front offices. So he was a, you know, really sharp intellect.
And broadcaster Costa says Whitey is also responsible for the Cardinals becoming the modern-day cultural phenomenon that they are in St. Louis.
You know, St. Louis is an incredible baseball town, but in the late 70s, the whole thing was kind of waning a bit. And then Whitey came along with his dynamic personality, remade the team, and almost overnight, they find themselves in the World Series. And it was an exciting World Series that went down to the seventh game, and Keith Hernandez got a late hit that turned a deficit into a lead or tied the game, something like that. It was a very dramatic game, and then Bruce Sutter finished it off in the ninth inning, and St. Louis went crazy. So I think that's the rebirth of baseball in St. Louis. Not that it ever died, but it had taken a dip in the late 1970s. And Whitey Ball and all that success brought it back. And it was unheard of for a team in a town like St. Louis. And we know that St. Louis is a regional franchise when it comes to baseball. It's not just confined to the city and the immediate surroundings. But still, the teams that drew 3 million were in Los Angeles, or they were in New York. The Cardinals drew 3 million for the first time with Whitey Herzog in the 80s. And ever since then, 3 million plus is a given, no matter whether the team makes the postseason or not. So it isn't just those three pennants in the 80s. It's kind of a rebirth of a great baseball town. And Whitey Herzog had a heck of a lot to do with that.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Thank you for joining us. Subscribe on the Odyssey app and get the latest automatically.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.